From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama was on Wednesday wrapping up the Greek leg of a farewell European trip with a visit to the Acropolis and an eagerly awaited speech on democracy before heading to Berlin. Casually dressed in a dark jacket, cream trousers, and sunglasses, President Obama, who arrived Tuesday, could be seen gazing down at the Greek capital from the 2,500-year-old citadel. On his final visit to Europe as president, President Obama has chosen Greece, the cradle of democracy, as a place to deliver a speech addressing the uncertainties that have led to the rise of populists like Donald Trump. In a speech, he will build on the topic that he touched on Tuesday, the frustration and anger of an electorate that feels it has been left behind by rapid globalization. Meanwhile, with reports of internal clashes among his team and widespread speculation about who will be part of his cabinet, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump said on Twitter late Tuesday that the week-old process of transferring power from President Barack Obama's administration to his is going to be fine. Trump wrote, "He is the only one who knows who the finalists are." Pence and Trump met Tuesday in New York, but there are no announcements as to who will be named to posts such as Secretary of State and Secretary of Defense. On Wednesday, Pence is due in Washington for lunch with Vice President Joe Biden. Syrian government and Russian warplanes pounded rebel-held parts of northern Syria Wednesday. That included the city of Aleppo. That's where food rations were all but exhausted after months of a regime siege. This is VOA News. A suicide bomber on foot struck a government vehicle in Kabul Wednesday, killing at least six people and wounding 10 others, according to officials. It's an attack claimed by the Islamic State group. The latest bombing hit the Afghan capital during the morning rush hour as militants intensify nationwide attacks on the Western-backed government. No country is shifting from dirty to clean energy fast enough to hold global warming below 2 degrees Celsius. That's a ranking of 58 nations responsible for 90% of energy-related CO2 emissions, showed Wednesday. Despite a boom in renewables, especially solar and wind, the necessary energy revolution is still happening slowly. That's according to the Climate Change Performance Index of 2017 that was reported on the margins of the UN climate talks in Marrakesh. Pakistan has ordered the deportation of 130 teachers affiliated with the alleged mastermind of an attempted coup in Turkey, according to officials Wednesday. The news comes as Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was to arrive for a visit. More than 50 cities across the U.S. joined forces in opposition to the Dakota Pipeline Tuesday. The protests come a day after the U.S. government delayed granting an easement for the construction in North Dakota.
Demonstrators in New York are protesting against the construction of a controversial pipeline they say could pollute water supplies and destroy sacred historical sites. The $3.7 billion project, known as the Dakota Access Pipeline, has drawn steady opposition across the country. The companies behind the project have asked a U.S. court to intervene and stop political involvement. They say the pipeline is almost complete and will be a safer and more efficient way to transport oil from North Dakota to the U.S. Gulf Coast. Delays so far have cost them more than $100 million.
That was Natasha Howitt reporting. The European Commission said Wednesday that draft budgets from Italy and seven other Eurozone countries risk breaking EU rules, setting up a row with Prime Minister Matteo Renzi ahead of a crucial referendum. Britain's jobless rate dipped to 4.8% in the 3 months that end at the end of September, according to official data showing Wednesday. It comes as employers appear to shrug off Brexit concerns. The Office for National Statistics said the July to September rate, which is a low for 11 years, compared with 4.9% for the three-month period that ended in August. More details on this and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.